irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Tori.
Hello.
Good morning, everyone. I thought I'd address you first today.
Oh, thank you.
Because we need to talk about today. Today's March 14th, also known as Pi Day.
3.14, 5697821. No, I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe you're right.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Pi goes on forever. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we're not talking about pies that you eat, folks. This is pi, P-I, and that's the Greek letter.
Mm-hmm.
And that symbolizes the ratio between the circumference and the diameter of a circle.
Ugh, look at
Go
that.
Go figure that.
To
right?
be honest, I didn't know. I know a lot, but I didn't know. I forgot what pi was for.
Right.
The circle.
So
got it.
If you think about it, to find the area of a circle, mm-hmm. it's the radius squared
right.
time pi.
Sure.
So it's sort of like a number that's, it looks like almost random, but, you know, because it's not an accurate number, but it's like you go, wow, there's actually a ratio between the circumference and this that's like such a specific number.
It's very crazy.
You
like
know
who,
what I'm
and
saying?
Like who found pi?
I know. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the history of
me.
It.
Hey, Sam, tell me Who found pi?
Okay, pi has been known for about 4,000 years.
Wow.
But it started to be called by the Greek letter only in the 1700s.
Okay.
So I guess astronomers and engineers and things like this figured it out.
Wow.
And so then they created Pi Day. That was 28 years ago in San Francisco.
Sure.
So a physicist decided that he's going to...
Because it's, guys, if you don't get it,
yeah, it's
314, 3.14, it's Pi Day. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
And the interesting thing about the number is it's not really 3.14. It's a fraction which is 22 sevenths, which... ends up being almost like an endless number, an infinite number.
No, it never ends.
It never
so there's
ends.
Computers in certain places that just continually pump out pi.
Right.
So and I wish it were talking lemon meringue. Hello.
I know,
but no, the
right?
machines pump out the numbers and there's no ending to it.
There's no ending. And that's very interesting if you like math and stuff, you know. But most people just say 3.14 and March 14th.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. If
mm-hmm.
you still haven't put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So
happy Pi Day.
But what's interesting is they're saying the true randomness of pi's digits has never been proven. Whatever that is, you know, people are saying it's sort of like the digits after 3.14
sure.
are sort of like irrelevant or not consistent,
right?
Sort of random, but they're saying it hasn't been proven, so maybe they're not random.
See, I don't. So now you're above my head.
I know, yeah, above my own head too.
Right?
Yeah.
I literally can go to the 10th decimal, maybe the 100th. Like 3.14 is as far as I get, like incomplete
right.
with math.
Right.
That's all I get.
Yeah. I mean, beyond that, you go into calculators. Who really cares, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's only when you work with really small things and then you have to, you know, and then you're experienced in this. You do it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that's cool. But that's an interesting thing. Have you ever liked math at one point in your life?
Okay, so no. Just never, ever, no. And I know I trust people that do and I like people that do, but it comes very hard and slowly to me.
Wow.
It's very frustrating.
Now,
don't get it.
Do you think it's because of the teachers of the classes?
No, I had like the best teachers and the best classes and people excelled, but like my family is not a math family.
Yeah.
So, and we don't see spatial relationships really well. Like geometry, I just almost failed. Like I could not, I don't see things like some people do where the box can move 3D and turn 90 degrees. Like I don't see that. So
really?
I've always had problems with directions.
IQ tests, you can't do those things.
Like just a real hard time.
Yeah.
Real hard time.
But you probably excel at other areas.
I do. I can
know?
Do like reading comprehension, but I just math and I don't get along. We really don't. I love science.
Right.
Did don't
you ever
love
measure
math.
Your IQ at all?
You know, no.
I know. I haven't either. But I once did it, well, a couple times with these. They have special, like similar tests.
Yeah.
And you have to time yourself and everything. And but they're not, I mean, you have to take it under pressure and things like that, you know. So when you do it on your own, it's the pressure's not as much, although you still have to do it within a certain
time period.
Amount of time, right? Yeah. So, so I was like in the 120s, and okay. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You know? I mean, I think many people. People that are called are considered smart in society. Let's say above the above average would go around the 110s, 120s. You know? Anything beyond like 128, 130, they say is a genius.
Yeah,
right?
Like 160 is like Einstein was like 170 or something.
Yeah, Einstein was like totally.
It's crazy.
But I mean, you want to know a fact? Today is also Albert Einstein's birthday.
Mind
now,
is blown.
That random or no, what?
Interesting. Now, the people who have Albert Einstein's brain, do you know this, have found that he has more in his hippocampus and amygdala. Uh-huh. Literally, you know how the brain looks all folded
yes,
and stuff?
Yes.
He has like twice as many folds. And they think that that's where all these brains, the extra brain power came from. It's a very important brain specimen, and it's actually been fought over many years.
Yeah, huh?
So, yeah.
And probably analyzed to death, huh?
Yeah. But people who actually own this brain are, like, fighting over who gets the brain. But, yeah, his has, like, twice as many folds in the brain as a normal human being.
Wow.
Very interesting. We sound so smart today.
I know. Well, thank goodness we had Einstein to help us out,
oh,
you know?
Yes.
Where would we be without him? I don't know. Science would totally be different today
yeah.
without him, you know. So there you go. Another Jewish guy, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a Jew.
Yeah, exactly, guys. You know, we'll remind you.
We'll always remind you. It's like your Jewish mother. Did you eat Albert Einstein?
Yeah. So it's very interesting. I mean, the history of the Jewish people is very interesting. I've read it several times. I took it in college a semester or two. And it's very interesting, you know, that such a small group coming out of like nowhere have influenced so many generations, so many people around the world, you know, because, I mean, Christianity stemmed from these people, too, you know. So, you know, so it's like just it spread and spread and spread. And it's really an interesting story because they were never able to annihilate them.
Right. We're always here. We can't get at it. You can't get rid of us.
Yeah. So when people ask, well, how is that possible? You know, I mean, you had big empires rise and fall and disappear, and yet these numerically insignificant people, you know, have left such an impact and still do. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, most of our laws in the West are based on the Bible, you know, and the Ten Commandments and stuff. So think about that, mm-hmm. you know, chew on that one
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Smoke on that, people.
Exactly. Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Smoke it.
Right? That's what they used to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still say it. I love it.
Well, I guess it's Girl Scout cookie season now. Do you like those?
I'm like your typical Thin Mint, maybe a Samoa, but I'll surely eat a full sleeve of those Thin Mints in one sitting.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
I don't get the mint cookies.
Yeah, I do.
You do, huh?
I don't like any really other mint cookies but this.
Right.
There's something about those freaking...
I don't know if I like mint food at all. I like it just on my toothpaste.
I know, you don't like mint. I know.
But, no, it's not that I don't like it, but not in food, let's say, okay?
Right.
Or maybe there's mint leaves that you put in soup and stuff. It gives it a great taste, and it doesn't taste or smell like mint, you know.
The Thin Mints, man, but they get me.
I know. A lot of people like them. But, you know, I mean, I eat some edibles.
Yeah.
And sometimes all they have is those mint ones, and I'm like, oh, man, I have to eat this against my will. But the payoff is good.
Then you eat more Thin Mints when you're stoned and you're
right.
You have the munchies. No, right. That funny story of that girl in California that put up her Girl Scout cookie. You know, her table right outside a pot dispensary. She sold out in like an hour. It was hilarious.
Wow, how interesting is that?
Smart,
huh?
Smart little entrepreneur, that one.
Yeah. And compassionate patients.
Of
you
course.
Know? Everybody wants
we're
to
here.
Help out
That's
to
right.
show we're not just potheads.
That's
you know?
Right. Hey, we're also givers. That's what they're trying to tell you. So, yeah.
The funny thing is that I never really tried, or maybe I tried, but I have no clue. What all the names are of the cookies and what they taste like.
Oh, really?
Like.
They're like inbred in a lot of Americans'
heads. I know,
heads.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. I didn't grow up here.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I came here at 16. And the Girl Scout cookies is something
you,
that comes early in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's funny how some things happen that way. And then some things, it doesn't matter if I was here or not. I totally have integrated them into my life.
Exactly.
So it depends, you know. And besides, I remember living in Israel before I moved here. You almost tried to imitate everything American, you know. Mm-hmm. It was so cool in the 70s to look at America and
go,
wow.
It was cool into the 80s and the 90s and then... Yeah. W came in and we're like, ah.
But those were the dreams. And you know, you'd see a kid coming from the United States and have these cool toys that you'd never seen before,
right?
And you go, God, you know, this is where I need to be.
There you go.
And then the music, you become a teenager, you go, God, I love the music,
Michael
I love
Jackson.
The clothes, I love the culture, you know. And then you move here.
And then you move here.
Yeah. And you live here and it's cool, you know.
There you go.
And you get you also get to actually be admitted to a golf club if you're a woman. Have you heard about this one? There's a golf club that finally voted to admit women for the first time in its history, and its history is about 273 years.
Wow.
So it's hard to imagine, right? Times when men would just be on their own and women would be on their own.
Well, I think, what was it? Was it men were... My dad went to Yale, and I think he was there the last year before women were allowed in.
In Yale?
Yeah, Yale.
Really?
Yeah, so
what
it's like
year
it's
was
been
that?
Happening. Like
in the
50s,
60s?
67-ish. He graduated probably 67. Yeah. Mm. But that's still
in
really
the 60s.
Late. Yeah, like before you got here, like men and women's colleges were pretty strictly one-dimensional. Like it was a women's college or a men's college. So lots of things were off limits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they integrated. That's,
yeah, and then you get the sexual revolution and men and women
and
started being integrated into more and more things. You
that's
know?
Right.
So,
change is
cool.
a coming.
But this is called Muirfield, and it's in somewhere back east. I don't know where it is. So at any rate, is it back east? No, I think it's actually
it's
in
gotta
England,
be
right?
Yeah, it's got to be England or New.
It's
yeah, gotta,
it's
270
reported by
years.
The BBC. It's got to be somewhere else.
It's also too old for America. But yeah, that a lot of places like that, where
British.
Scotland, where it was invented, you know, they're old school.
Yeah,
like old school.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, today there's still men's club, but in different capacities. You know, they just want to hang out together, and women hang out together.
Yeah.
You know,
in a sauna.
Yeah. So I guess the Northeast is being
Stella.
Wow,
that's the name of the storm.
The name of the storm, the nor'easter.
Nor'easter is called Stella.
Stella, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beating on them, man. I mean, what a blizzard! You know, 15 million people still in the path of the blizzard.
It's so funny because like 2 days ago I went to the beach. It's like,
yeah, right?
Crazy.
I mean, you guys would not believe the weather here.
It's so nice. I feel terrible.
85 degrees.
Just so, you know? So happy.
You know? And that's the way it's going to look for probably the rest of the year.
Yeah, we're just sitting happy. I started taking my bikinis out. My parents were like, we're getting the shovels. I was like, oh man, sucks.
I know. And it's daylight savings time. Now you can stay up later and daylight is out later. And I really like it, you know?
I think I was reading about an article about someone it's about jet lag, but how certain people are much more sensitive to, I think it's pronounced circadian rhythms. So it's sunlight, daylight, and then nighttime.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually people with bipolar also are like 20% more
like
sensitive to light problems.
Wow.
So you should read, I'll send it to you because it's very, seems right up your alley because you're like, yeah, I love it when the light comes out.
Right,
and I think that's right up your alley. So you should read it and you can buy lights that help you.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I don't want to sit.
Yeah, you look like a weirdo.
I'm not a basket case, you know?
You're not drooling.
Still function.
Okay, sorry.
I don't get depressed. And,
I see.
And
some people get really sad.
I know.
Yeah. Like can't function. That's right.
I know. But what can you do, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, but I'm not that bad, you know, so it's okay. But I'm glad we're not in storms right now.
Yeah.
We're able to live our lives. I mean, it's a totally different way of life, how, when you live in the snow.
But it's funny because we were driving here and so many almost car crashes happen because people are on their phone and there's coffee and it's morning, right?
It's
and
amazing.
Like, driving is stressful for us in that way, but like, they have to like ice out their cars every day. It's
exactly.
Like, God, we're just...
And you get stuck in the ice and
yeah. So you just make, you know, but everyone's got their stress on the drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You're right. So many people talk on the phone.
God.
What I don't understand is this. Most cars, most new cars now are getting Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Right? So why are people still holding their phones?
I think,
to be honest with you,
it's still not a seamless thing with cars and Bluetooth. And it's not like as easy as you think. And people are very used to holding a phone, like the tactile feeling of a phone. So like when you, I know it's weird, but I think, I think in like 3 years, it'll be much more seamless.
Yeah.
Because it's a little, like my parents had a hard time setting up their Bluetooth in their car. Like it's not user friendly right yet. Do you know what I'm saying?
All right. So still what you can do is put a little clip.
I know.
Holder,
they're like
right?
20 cents.
Exactly.
I
you know? And put
people,
a little clip on there.
I know. So
and
much
just
safer.
Put it on speaker.
I know.
Close the windows and you can talk.
I know.
So I don't get it. You know,
people like to scroll, so they need their fingers.
Right.
They like to
see,
scroll.
That's the point. Yep. No, you don't interact with the phone. All you do is talk.
That's right.
If someone calls you or
God forbid, drive with some music on in silence.
Exactly.
God forbid.
That's what I do, you know. And if not, you have voice command on your phone, in your car. You can just do it that way.
Yeah, and again, I feel like my Siri is like 5 years away from being like good.
Right.
Like right now I'm like, play Billy Joel songs. And they're like, could not find Hoopy Doobie song. I'm like, all right, like that's not going to work. So yeah, so I mean, everything is almost there. But like in Minority Report and that and those movies, things are just like almost seamless.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So you should, well, we just watched the first episode of the new Black Mirror that I was telling you about. Mm. And it is scarily similar to what's going on right now. It's supposed to be about like what happens in the future with technology, but man, is it quite close to home.
Wow.
It's about being rated on things and everyone's rating at all times. Very
wow.
interesting.
So tell me something, what channel is it on again?
Netflix.
Yeah.
It started
Netflix.
As a BBC, is British,
yeah.
And it still is, but it's now like an American phenomenon. So it's up to you whether you watch the new ones or the old ones. So the new ones star, the first one is Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter.
Okay.
She's in the first new
amazing.
One. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
So, that you know, you got to, they just came out, it was a couple, probably 6 months ago, but with the new ones. But watch either of the old or new. They're amazing. They're right up your alley.
I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they stand
on their
own.
They are not connected. Right. They're not connected.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You will be freaked out completely.
I probably will, right?
It's so close to home. Like, we couldn't watch it a lot in the beginning because of, like, the Trump thing. When this new season came out, like, my husband and I were like, ooh, it's just too real, man.
Too real.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, so you'll see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of funny stuff, like Seinfeld. Frasier.
Golden Girls. I'm all about Golden Girls.
I haven't gone to the Golden Girls
yet.
Oh, so funny. Look, it's not in my top 10. Excuse
I feel you.
Me. It's a women's show.
It is. No, it's so funny. Just watch one episode and see if you don't laugh out loud within the first, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, I have. Look, I mean, B. So Arthur funny. Is very funny to me.
But the writing was sharp and, like, nasty. They're hilarious and mean to each other. It's so funny.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's
okay,
hilarious.
I'll have to see. I mean, I've just seen, like, minutes of it.
Yeah.
You know,
they are way... That's much sharper writing than you'd think.
Yeah.
A lot of the writers, again, they went off to do The Simpsons and Arrested Development. These are great writers.
Okay, why not? It's a half an hour.
Yeah, yeah. It is literally nothing. But
it's nothing.
And then you'll come in and say, Tori, thank you so much.
Okay, I will. I will. Because it keeps coming up on my thing.
I know, because
anyway.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is under why is it also under a category called winter shows?
I don't think it probably came out in the winter.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. But people wanted it on Hulu so much that it was written in and they had to bring it back. Like
yeah.
Gold, but when you watch it, God, the jokes are like this. It opens with a thank you for being a friend, all right?
Yeah,
and then it goes,
yeah.
da-da-da-da, hard-hitting joke, da-da-da, hard-hitting joke. I mean, they don't stop.
They
it
don't
is
stop,
funny
right?
as hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, funnier, I thought it was funnier than a lot of other programs. And, you know, I forgot how good it was. So, you
that's
know,
true.
Now I'm hyping it up too much.
No, that's true. I need to figure out, to look up to see how many seasons it's
I think there's like 18,000. But Frasier's also fantastic.
It is. It's very good. You know, and Cheers, of course, where it
course.
Came from.
Ugh.
But Frasier, I never also used to watch, but then later, many years later, I got into it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
and I'm going, wow, this is cool. And he's also on radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's
stuff,
very similar,
you know,
right?
So.
With Roz and everything.
Right.
And Niles is hilarious.
Yeah.
The brother.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And the father too.
Oh,
you
he's
know?
Great.
Yeah, they all are. You know, and did you, I mean, do you see the resemblance now with the actress?
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell
with
Brooks
Daphne?
About it. I kind of do. She wears
yeah,
a lot of floral
yeah.
skirts. I'm gonna wear more floral skirts.
Well, but I'm not looking at that.
I know.
Looking at the face, really.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, because you don't sound alike, but the face is amazing.
She's like, I wonder where we do this, Mr.
Yes, exactly.
What's Frasier's like? Crane, Mr.
Yeah.
Crane. Yeah, that was a great impression. Very, very well done.
So wait a minute. So she was his assistant, and then she became the wife and or the girlfriend of the brother.
Yeah, how in the future episodes, they get So the joke is the whole time it's almost like Ross and Rachel. Niles is desperately in love with Daphne from the very beginning. He's desperately in love with her, and things happen where like as soon as she turns, he like falls down. Like it's very slapsticky and farcical. And then eventually, spoiler alert for Frasier, they end up together, get married, have babies,
right.
Cool. So, yeah. But he's, like, massively in love with her.
Yeah. Does Frasier ever connect with anybody?
Yeah, but his whole thing is, like, different dates and dating. It is and dating, dates. Like, woes begone. They're hilarious.
Yeah. I know. Ugh. All those dates. Ugh. But at the end, he doesn't connect, huh?
With no, he's a single loner. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, to show he has advice for everybody else.
Right, right.
But he can't help himself.
Yeah, and B.B. Newirth, who played Lilith on Frasier, on Cheers, comes back. Because it's the same character. It's a spinoff, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Frasier's just a spinoff from Cheers. Cheers. Yeah. So Lilith comes back, B.B. Newirth, his ex-wife, and they're great together. Yeah. It's an amazing show.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't there another show that came out of Cheers, or was that the only one? I'm trying to think.
Maybe Woody? I don't know.
No, not really. He didn't have a show. Yeah. But there was a show also with Ted Danson. What was it called when he was a doctor?
Becker.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Ted Danson has not slowed down at all. Like, he's still doing really funny things with Happy Place.
Oh, really?
With Kristen Bell. And Mary Steenburgen, his wife, is always on. They're also on Curb Your Enthusiasm a lot, and they play themselves. They're a very good, cute couple.
Yeah. That show was funny, though, man. I mean, they had some funny characters on there, you know? It wasn't as popular as some other shows, but obviously not as big as Cheers. But nevertheless, it ran for a while, probably several seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, be careful of your microwave. Kelly and Conway says there could be a camera inside. Be careful.
Inside your microwave.
Yeah, so everyone's making microwave jokes.
Okay.
So just be careful. Because now they're saying that when Trump said the wiretapping thing, he didn't really mean that. He meant like your microwave could have cameras in it.
Oh, is that what
he said? That's what she said.
She said this. This is not on SNL.
Nope, this is real. So now everyone's making, like, Stephen Colbert, I think, went inside of a microwave and, like, took a It's very funny. People are making tiny little Obamas within microwaves. So, yeah, that's where we are right now.
I got to tell you one thing. In my perspective, I'm already tired of the politics, you know?
Everyone
And it's
is.
Only been 40 days.
Oh, I know. It's exhausting.
After 4 years, okay.
Can you imagine? Campaigning
and shit.
Well, that's why people think it can't last, because, like, this is
It's too much, right? It's too much happening.
And it's too crazy. Like, now we're going into Crazyville.
It is. I mean, look, the front page. I mean, CNN is trying to scare us a little bit, but Trump's plan to take government apart, you know?
Yeah, it's a little frightening.
Yeah, it's a little frightening.
It's uneasy, and it's unstable, and it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We're used to pretty, even though there's fights
exactly.
in Congress.
And we don't have
like
to
this.
Worry about daily
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like
happens,
we're all going
right?
to, like, yeah, like when, like, we're all going to have a nuclear apocalypse. Like, that's a real possibility. Right. You know what I mean?
It's like we have to stay on top of it every day, lest something's going to happen.
That's why people are tuning in. Like, so for instance, SNL is the highest ratings in 24 years. So Colbert's been beating Fallon now for 5 weeks straight, okay? Rachel Maddow has her highest rating in 9 years of the show. So what's interesting is people are tuning in because it's happening too fast. Yeah. So they need someone to be like, hey, here's what happened. Because it's like you got to be sort of engaged a little. So she's having her best time ever. And she refuses to report now on his Twitter account.
Really?
And she said it's been doing really well for her.
Wow.
Yeah. She says, we just report on what he does, not what he says, because he's too crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Which isn't a bad idea, but he's still tweeting. So I guess he doesn't follow that. So interesting. So yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You know
so
what I mean?
Microwave, cameras in your microwave. So be careful.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Man.
That's not what you said.
100%. And I don't know if you look up and start seeing people in microwaves or on microwaves and you don't understand it, that's because of what she said.
Yeah.
She just keeps stepping in it, man. That poor Kellyanne.
Yeah.
Dumb after dumb after dumb after dumb. Yeah, she said the tweet wasn't to mean literally wiretapping, but there's cameras could be everywhere. Cameras could be in your microwave. And everyone was like, they went back to the news people and they were like, huh? What? It was just went viral.
Oh, God.
So, poor her.
So, yeah, poor her. I don't know what she got herself into.
Yeah, but, you know. I think she's into too much and she can't get out now.
Yeah, she'll probably resign too eventually.
Like, I can't tell also if Sean Spicer wants to, like, if he wants to just get it. So he wore an American flag pin. You know, he's the press speaker for the president, Sean Spicer, and he gives the press briefings. He wore an American flag pin, but it was turned by accident, we think, upside down. Now, an upside down American flag in Spyville means I need help and I'm being held hostage.
Really?
So that if you see like someone on video and they have like they're holding the American flag and they're upside down, it's like I'm being held against my will. So everyone was like, blink twice, Sean Spicer, if you need us to come get you.
Oh, God. I mean, he's taking all the heat, you know?
He can't get away from anyone. Oh, man. He's terrible. Imagine just being that guy.
I know.
And then at one point, I think it was 2 days ago, they said this. They were like, what is the President Trump never believed the jobs report? And then it came out that there are more jobs this quarter. Does he believe him now? Yeah. And Sean Spicer was like, well, he didn't. This is a quote. He didn't believe him before, but now they're totally true. And everyone started laughing. And this one guy was like, wait, from NBC, he was like, so you're just laughing that he like is happy. And so he couldn't even laugh and get away with it. It was just like, don't be a dick about it. This guy's lying. So. Poor Sean Spicer going to have a nervous breakdown live on air.
Wow.
So
a lot happening, man. Yeah. It's too much to handle in our busy lives anyway, you know.
But the Obamas are looking great. That leather jacket.
Oh, really? They're
you
showing
see the leather
them?
Jacket?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, he's wearing cool jeans, got a leather jacket on. He's looking fly and relaxed. Michelle's popping into some D.C. schools, looking gorgeous as always.
They're set for life.
They also just signed an enormous book deal for both of them, and close to $65 million before they even start. Two different books, but it should go well. He's just like Mr. Rockstar now. He had lunch with Bono, like in New York.
Yeah, he's a cool president.
Dude, now that you see that,
like
you can see
cool
a difference.
Person.
Yeah, like you'd want to hang out with him.
Yeah. No, you see a difference, but you know, well, we could only have him for 8 years, and besides,
I just can't take this for 8 years.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. I'm still like a nervous wreck in the morning.
It's not gonna happen 8 years. Look, but I don't know. Who knows where we're gonna be 4 years from now?
I know. I'll be in Canada. Bonjour, Sam. Je suis en Toronto.
Yes, come and visit us.
Yeah. Oh, lordy lord.
I know. I mean, even Breitbart just released the Paul Ryan tape of when he was trashing Trump and stuff. So we knew this. I mean, we knew about this during the elections, but we didn't really hear the actual thing.
Well, Breitbart is setting up Paul Ryan to be the fall guy. You know that,
right? Right?
He's coming to be that scapegoat.
I know. I can see that.
Yeah.
And that's too bad. But you know what? He set himself up too for
the
it,
man has
know?
No spine. I don't know how he walks.
Yeah.
I told you, on Wikipedia, he's listed in the invertebrate category. Uh-huh. It's like jellyfish, amoeba, Paul Ryan. It's so funny. He just isn't going to get... He can't win. He's a lose-lose for both.
Exactly.
When you don't take a side, you lose-lose.
And
you
that's
really
because
do.
They're divided within the GOP.
Yeah, but if you're like, you know, if you're GOP and you're all the way going in, you know, you've picked your side. Like Lindsey Graham, he's never not going to be against Trump.
Right.
And his numbers went way up because he's picked a side. He has a spine and he's putting himself out there. And Paul Ryan's just like, whatever makes me look good.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to please everybody.
Yeah. He looks like a 5-year-old from the Munsters. Doesn't he really look like Freddie Munster?
I don't know. I just feel bad for him.
I don't.
He
have
also
some balls.
Put himself in a position that was like...
He like didn't even want to be speaker.
Yeah.
And now he's like, damn. Damn it! So
that's funny.
But the good thing is the country's never been more engaged. So at least we're learning.
I suppose so.
You know, I bet this show has never been more political.
Yeah.
At least more people are signing up to run for office in council and mayor, and you know, it's interesting.
That's true. People do get involved because they're like I said, we have to keep our fingers on the pulse, you know?
That's what I'm saying. That's
for the
saying.
Fear something
change
might happen.
Change some stuff out. That's new blood.
Yeah.
Get some new blood.
New blood.
They're like 800 years old. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm wondering why my mom is calling me now during the show. I guess she doesn't really know what time I do this because she's not giving it any thought.
Oh, I see.
So she's calling me now, and I'm like, now I'm worried about and distracted. What's going on with my mom? But I'm sure it's just because she doesn't realize I'm on the air. You know, I remember, though, when I used to dream of having a radio show, being influenced a lot by Howard Stern,
mm-hmm.
I, too, wanted to have... Oh, and also I think Rick Dees that was here. He was big here in the 80s. I think he also had his parents on the show, you know, so Howard Stern, not lately, but he's had his parents call in. He would call them, like that, have them come in. And I thought how cool this would be to have my parents or family on the air. But I never got this pleasure, you know.
Can we do it now, or is it too?
I mean, we could. Look, when I speak to them, it's in Hebrew. But if I prepare them for
it, it'd be fun.
Maybe they will.
We could get their opinion on
stuff. I'll just tell them, Mom, I'll just chat to you on the phone.
Yeah, so I'd love to get, like, I really like getting, you know, an older person's perspective on, like, current TV shows or the current population, like, the whole pop culture.
Yeah.
See what they think.
What if I called her on the air? I just spoke to her in Hebrew. Or no, I'll just start speaking in Spanish, in English.
Does she speak any English?
Of course.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Otherwise, I wouldn't put her on the air.
Yeah.
Her English is not great, but she can speak. She can express herself.
There you go.
You know. But very simple stuff.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Yeah.
But she's able to communicate and...
Well, write in if you guys want to see Sam. If you want to hear Sam's mom, and go to @DoorsAndSardines or @IAmToriShulman on Twitter and tell us.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But that the Doors and Sardines story, it has to go, man. You have to change the name.
I know. I think I'm going to.
You know, you need to brand yourself. If you're going to build a followership... followership. Like a church or something, right? But if you want to build a following, you've got to build your own brand.
Right.
You got to give people things they want to see.
Well,
your memes are cool.
Thank you.
But
my memes are very cool. Tomorrow I'm meeting with a publicist, so let's see what she says.
But you should come up maybe with original funny memes.
Yeah, I don't
know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you do. The way you comment on them is funny.
Yeah, I mean, I just like... Yeah, but like... I know. I just don't like showing you what cheesecake I'm eating right now. It's always like...
No. Not about that. I mean, you don't have to do that. But a meme about something funny.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I'm going to do more stuff like Facebook Live stuff. I think I'm going to start doing that stuff.
But Facebook Live?
Yeah, I know. You don't like that. I don't know, man. But it's a new thing, man.
You have to let people into your life.
That's
fine. You want to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Really?
Yeah, that's fine.
That can come back to haunt you.
I'm not going
to
do it like all the time, but like I kind of like the
idea.
Yeah,
but let me tell you, it's like you're doing a reality show, and you know what?
I know. I hate the idea of it.
But the success record of reality show stars.
Oh, they're famous forever. I'm kidding.
No, but they all break up in the end.
Yeah, no one's still famous. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Many of them break up after the shows because it really exposes. All the weaknesses, everything, airing out. All
but
the
I mean, I would do it if I'm like going.
You do it selectively.
Yeah, like on the air, if I'm going like to do an audition, like right before, so people get to see a little in it. But I do want to talk to a publicist because I don't really know how to.
Yeah.
I was never taught this.
That's okay. Get books and talk to people.
Well, yeah. When tomorrow is my big meeting.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm having a lunch meeting, and we met on your show here.
Okay, that's awesome.
And we're gonna talk about how to brand properly.
There you go, you know? And you need to build your brand. First, you have to decide what you want to be. Do you want to be a comedian? Do you want
to
be
a host? I'd like to just host.
You want to be a host and just be generally...
Correct. And like a Kelly Ripa situation.
Right. So that's where you're comfortable, right?
Yeah, that's where I think I shine better. I don't really want to be a comic. Right. I like doing comedy for the exposure, but I really love hosting.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I was also thinking when you guys did your show, I thought, you have to be funny... But constantly funny because, look, for example, here on the show, we're funny, but we have an hour
to talk. Yeah.
So we can go 10 minutes without being funny,
right?
And people will still be entertained.
Well, I can't go like a 30 seconds. I'm a whole lot. No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
No, but yeah,
if we
I
had
agree.
A very serious conversation or something.
And I think I'm I was educated in political science, art history, and like the Renaissance. So, like, that helps me in terms of like speaking. Politically and just generally. So I don't like being on the road. I'm not like I give those people so much credit.
Right.
But I did it to like get into more LA spots.
Yeah.
So, and I did. I got a manager, I got an agent. So it worked out. But the goal is to be the Kelly Ripa of some kind of, I would love to be on TV or continue
with radio.
You want to
be entertaining you want to meet new people. And that's essentially what we do here.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best in making it bigger and bigger because you have it.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
you have
sweet.
It in you. No,
thank
you have
you.
The personality.
I know. I just don't know what to do
to
with
carry
it.
A show.
I agree with you, but I don't know how to go about
so
it.
So first you need to decide, and then you do your branding. You can't do it the other way around.
Well, I kind of have decided.
Okay,
like,
good.
I want to be pop culture host.
Okay, good. So be very good at it.
Okay,
and
I will.
Your memes should reflect that. In other words, make observations like you do here. And let me tell you, if I learned something, we're not really going to discuss the show that you did because it was cool. Well, actually, it was cool. Casey and I came to see you. But all I wanted to say is that I realized telling stories from a personal experience is not as effective as making observations and making fun about them. Like, look at Seinfeld, right? They don't have stories. They have, like, did you think about, you know, what is about
but like
people?
Amy, like a lot of, but a lot of comics are just stories. But
okay, but yeah, you have to be a really good storyteller.
Totally.
But I think it's easier being a comic when you're like Chris Rock, George Carlin, you know, people like that that make observations. Jerry Seinfeld, you know, Robin Williams, those kind of stand-ups, they laugh because they make you feel like, yeah, I can relate to
totally,
that. I know what it's like going on a first date, you know? And you can do that.
Yeah, I just don't really want to.
Okay, so don't.
I'm not going to.
Good. So don't do it. So you
I'm
shouldn't
not.
Be doing it anymore.
I'm doing it for a lot of, I don't really do it that often
just
anymore.
Just exposures.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's not a good way to expose yourself. That's
well, it is, because I've done very well. I mean, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I take it back. Yeah. I don't know, because there are effective ways. There's a lot of modern ways. I mean, you can do it, and we can talk about it. And I'm glad you're having a meeting with someone who knows more about this shit than we do, you know?
Yeah, because, like, what do we know? You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But I do know, like, when I first came out here in 07, I booked so many TV hosting roles. I was killing it. I was making six figures. I was doing so well. And then I was on MSN. I was on Reels Channel. I was going all over. I did Hearsay. And then and then, like, digital kind of stopped, and, like, MSN dropped all of their digital stuff around 2013-ish, 12-ish, and then revamped. So there was a break. So getting back into it, like, I was super successful when I first got here. And now there's, like, a dip. And to get back in is, like, that's where I want that publicist to sort of, like, push me over the edge.
Right.
So hopefully
but,
get
yeah,
back there.
But all I'm saying to you, look, from experience is try to create a niche for yourself and be the first at it. So in other words, create a new category in something, like have something unique that you can stand out. And you can do that today in the digital age.
Yeah.
Because you have YouTube, mm-hmm. you have blogs, you have everything you can. You have Facebook Live. I don't know whether it's a character or just the real you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, build yourself maybe as an expert on something.
But see, like,
you know, like no one is, you know, like maybe, oh, she's funny. She's got really funny politics.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or, you know, or something like that. Yeah. I don't know anything. It doesn't have to be politics.
No, I know. I just like to.
You need to brainstorm a lot.
Yeah.
And you need to figure out, okay, Tori
Well, I think
Shulman,
I think I figured it out a lot.
Really?
I just need to get a brand myself.
Okay. Because I thought you said you don't know what you
want.
Oh,
I know what I want. I just don't know how to get there in terms of branding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but all I'm saying, it's not just branding. I mean, do you know that you're going to be the best at what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Obviously.
There you go.
I have no issue with that.
Okay,
are you
good.
Kidding me? Have you met me?
I have.
Yeah, I have
but
no
But I don't know what
that.
Field you're going into. It could be very competitive, you know?
Yeah, but like the idea of pop culture digital host is like more and more roles are opening every single day.
Okay.
And that's the goal. So that's the goal.
There you go. Create your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
the
yeah.
biggest
That's
thing
why I'm here.
To do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Create your own, man. There's nothing, no more success. Because when you create something on your own, the sky's the limit. Nobody can stop you.
No one can stop you. It's just that everyone's doing that, so it's a bit overly populated on YouTube.
I'm just talking in general, though, about anything that you do in life. If you're an employee and you have a stable check, yes, it's stable and everything, but that's all you're ever going to have.
Mm-hmm.
When you start your own thing, you determine how big you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why successful people usually start their own businesses. Mm-hmm. They do their own stuff, you know. And there's nothing wrong with getting help on things you realize, hey, I'm not strong at that. Let me get somebody who's an expert.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should be done,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Agreed.
Right. So do you ever watch The Bachelor?
No.
Me either.
Terrible.
So we don't have to talk about this. Bye, Bachelor. Because if you did, I would tell you, what the hell are you doing watching The Bachelor?
I used to watch it when I hosted Last Night on TV, and I recapped your primetime TV shows for MSN.com. We were on the homepage, and I would get so into The Bachelor. But I feel like it's the same, and people love it. And people I really respect love it. But to me, it's the same like episodes over and over again.
Right.
But people love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's just some American standout, that show.
Yeah. Wow.
I used to be in it, but not anymore.
Yeah, I know, The Bachelor for you, and then The Bachelorette, and I never was able to watch this because I just couldn't understand how, you know, like, okay, so this is, how many episodes are in the show?
Do you know? Probably in 13, the season? I have no idea, 22
yeah, okay.
or 13.
22? Well, it's season 21 now, okay, mm-hmm. So it's gone on for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but it can't, so... It's like within a few, weeks or months, this whole thing happens. It's not like live, like where it takes as long as the...
You mean, well, is it taped?
Know. Yeah, when
yeah.
It's taped,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So how long does it take from beginning to end? Like from the moment they meet until he says, hey, I'm in love with you.
I don't know. I don't know if it's 22 episodes or 13. It's one of the two usually.
Right, but does it go in real time though?
No, it's taped.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, it could happen over a 6-month period, a year's period, or 3 weeks period. You know?
Yeah, I'm
I don't
sure
know.
It's closer to like a month. I'm sure when they tape it.
So a month.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm wondering, how can they fall in love in such a short time?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, when he proposes, they've known each other like half a second.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But, you know, it's like, he goes down on one knee. I do love you. I'm in love with you. And she's like, yes, to marry him. And she sobs and says yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, go figure, you know, and... I don't know. That's why maybe they don't work out, many of them, right?
Yeah. I mean, you see, I think that, like, the first one worked out. You just don't see a lot of long... I think people aren't really watching for that. They're watching for, like, the dates and stuff that you can talk about. And there's a lot of pools. People do bachelor pools.
Right.
They bet on people on who it goes. So it's like a fun activity you do with your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
But the people that participate in the game... Why would they do that?
Oh, they're trying to get on TV, Sam.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
Are you kidding me?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know.
Like,
that
I think
would do that.
The Bachelor that just was announced already has a deal with Dancing with the Stars. Like, it's all to get into reality TV.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's a whole culture that.
Yeah,
way.
That's true. Would you go on a reality show?
No, not if it's like that. I mean, if it was like some
like the ones with the games, like Survivor, and
no,
because
I would not survive.
Right. Okay. How about Big Brother in the house?
No.
That's
just like a little tap. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. I would host Big Brother.
Right.
But I would not want to be with contestant
Big
Brother.
Right. So. I've met a few of them that have been contested.
Yeah, they
still
they're,
live in and try to ride that wave. After
it's a long wave of you just being on television. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hey, I watch reality TV. I enjoy it.
Yeah, no, it's cool watching.
Yeah.
How people put themselves in that kind of a thing and
like
a train wreck, you know. But my God, Big Brother, it's like you really get to see the people at their lowest.
But see, the funny thing is, like, when you watch Real World or Big Brother, they don't have technology in allowed, like, they're not allowed to have phones, so what you're seeing are people who are bored out of their mind. They can't watch TV, so this is why they're at their worst. There's no, like, it's not real reality, you know what I mean?
No, that's true, but it's it's an opportunity to socialize, though,
right? But it's also kind of like rats in a cage, you
right.
know. It is very,
no, of
like
course
yeah
it
exactly
is. That's
you
the
know?
Whole point.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what's happening now?
I know, it's like almost a Twilight Zone episode.
It's,
you know,
like Black Mirror has something like this.
Yeah,
there's an episode about it.
Really?
Reality, yeah.
What if we throw a few people into a house?
You don't even want to know. Just watch the show. It's crazy. Blurred lines.
Wow. The Bachelor. Bullshit.
your slogan. The Bachelor. Bullshit. That's so funny.
Wow. So,
there's going to be a Love Actually sequel. You hear about that?
Love sequel?
A Love Actually sequel?
Oh, really?
Yes.
One of my favorite movies to watch during the holidays.
I know. And it's going to be for Red Nose Day, which is the telethon on the BBC. I don't know if it's a full movie or just scenes. I think. But good news is that Hugh Grant will be back reprising his role as Prime Minister.
Ah.
He was always so good.
What about Keira Knightley?
She will be back.
Good.
And, of course, that scene with... The Walking Dead star, Andrew Lincoln. He's the one who was like, I'm in love with you. But remember the signs he had at the door when Keira Knightley answered? They're back and they do another sign thing.
Really?
So we should all tune in. That movie was just delightful.
Like a naked banging scene there. Remember that one?
What?
When they were
making
the porn movie?
Oh my God, I forgot. Remember? And they got together. The porn people got that. Yeah. Was so funny. Martin Freeman.
That's right, Martin Freeman.
And he was like, hello.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they were stand-ins. You're right. They were in a porn for the first time together. Stand-ins. Oh, and they were so awkward and British. Sorry, a little cold. Hands are cold. Oh my God, that was so cute. I hope they're back.
That was a good movie.
Oh, yeah, God, I love Bill
Nye.
You
gotta watch it during the holidays because it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, and remember when Hugh Grant starts dancing?
Yeah.
God, great movie. And I didn't even appreciate it for what it was, and now I'm like, I love that movie.
I know. No, beautiful. The first time I saw it, I thought, what
this
a cool
is
movie.
Yeah.
And I've always been in love with Keira Knightley, you know, so. There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
I find her so unattractive.
Really?
So unattractive.
What about Jennifer Lawrence? Do you think she's hot?
Okay.
Okay.
But I think she's
super
cool.
So our taste in women is different.
Well, I think she's prettier than Keira Knightley. Oh, do you not think she's pretty?
I think they're both beautiful.
Yeah. I think Keira Knightley just gives me a little bit of a smushed in face.
Mm.
And the tea. I don't know. I don't love her. Yeah. She doesn't exude sexy to me.
Yeah.
But
see, to me she does, but maybe it's because she's in those period pieces with all those really like innocent dresses and stuff
that
turn you on, like Victorian times.
Yeah, some people like that, those costumes.
Maybe that's
it.
I don't know. To me she's like the epitome of a British woman, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very sexy.
Yeah.
I find that to be very sexy.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's very British, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I think I would always fall for Heidi Klum, no matter how old she gets. I'm obsessed.
Heidi Klum is very beautiful as well.
Yeah.
I have to admit. A lot of beauty in the world.
How about J-Lo looking phenomenal?
Yeah, J-Lo is pretty, but she's not beautiful to me.
Ugh, she cannot get... She's like 49 and that woman looks
good.
No,
she's amazing.
My God.
I mean, you know that I wouldn't think twice about
it. You like don't say no even, to J-Lo.
Yeah, like she'd even consider
it. Yeah, right.
But if I were in that situation...
You'd take it. All right. Good to know.
Let me entertain that hypothetical.
Got it.
You
let
know?
Me live in that world for a minute where J-Lo's there for you. Yeah. Enjoy that.
Jenny on the blog.
So good. Such a good dancer.
I know. So, and then I don't know how many Howard Stern fans we have actually listening to this show, but if you are, apparently, you know, there was one of the big fans that were like actually part of the they call them the Whack Pack, mm-hmm. actually, which is the weirdos mm-hmm. that they bring on the show.
Right.
So his name was Joey Boots.
Yeah, didn't he pass?
He passed. So now they discovered that he died of OD'd on heroin.
Oh my God.
So that's terrible. I mean, imagine those last moments. I was thinking about, you know, it's like here he is about to stick the needle in his hand, not realizing this is going to be the last time he's doing that or anything.
I think about like Philip Seymour Hoffman a lot because he died of heroin and like no one would have guessed he was even on heroin.
Right.
And like to think that genius like did that is so sad.
Right, right. And they didn't realize they're going to die. It's not like...
No, they're not like trying to kill themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I just read in the New York Times an article about the farmland in America. There's been a huge heroin opiate issue. And it was about a dad who lost a daughter and a son, and one living son is now addicted to heroin. It's become like the new drug out there that's become like overwhelmingly a problem.
Wow.
And the drug war has not done anything to stop it. So, the middle of America is dealing with heroin in like a way that you wouldn't have thought of right now.
Wow. Very scary stuff, folks. Yeah,
really scary. Don't try it. How about that? Don't start with it. I just want you to maybe think twice about that.
That's true.
Go take an edible and watch a funny movie or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can relate.
Yeah.
Or a funny sitcom,
Yeah. Golden Girls.
I'm trying to think, which one should I watch tonight? I mean, they have so many.
Golden Girls.
So many. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. I promise you I'll watch
just
that
a random one.
It
doesn't matter which
if
one.
If I put Hulu on tonight, it's going to be
Oh, my God.
Golden
Sophia's
Girls.
Funny as hell. She literally slapped a kid. There was an episode where Blanche's grandson was being real mouthy.
Yeah.
And it was a whole episode. They're really like... also pretty like provocative episodes. They talk about guns and AIDS and a lot of like things that you wouldn't talk about, gay marriage. And so back then, and so Sophia, the little one, Estelle Warren, she slaps the kid, 14 years old, across the face. Oh, and the audience claps. They're finally. And then they have a long discussion because she realizes she shouldn't have done that. But then he realized it's a really good show. I'm telling you.
So should I watch earlier or later?
Anytime.
Episodes?
The first one, because there's a weird gay cook in the first one that's never mentioned again.
Okay.
The butler. Okay. No one discusses what happened to him. So please don't watch the pilot because it's super confusing.
Okay.
But literally any of them.
All right, cool.
Good.
All right, everybody. Well, if you stay tuned, there's a lot of shows coming right after us. Check them out in the video channel as well. And this is fun, man. This is fun. I love my life this time around. However many times I've come back.
I'm coming back, I think, as a hawk.
As a hawk?
A hawk. Every time I see a hawk, I think to myself, I'll see you next time. Really? I don't know why.
You don't want to come as a person?
I do, kind of. I prefer to come, but hawks are cool.
I know, that's true. I guess it depends,
I just
right?
don't want to be like a cockroach.
I wouldn't mind being able to fly. Ugh. Wow, for a few years.
Fly like an eagle.
There you go. Tori, thanks as always. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.